The Democratic Alliance in Johannesburg is deeply alarmed by the devastating impact of the VAT increase in our city's residents. Pushed through by the ANC, Patriotic Alliance, Actioners and other parties in Parliament, this VAT hike from 15 to 15.5% may seem minor on paper, but in reality, it will cost South Africans billions with no guarantee of improved services. This comes as residents are already being asked to comment on a new round of tariff increases through the city's public participation process. The VAT increase is just the tip of the iceberg. From May 2025, Johannesburg residents will face a 3.3% increase in municipal tariffs, excluding zero-rated property rates. Then from 1 July 2025, massive hikes will hit already struggling households. For a household earning 7,600 rand per month, that means at least 406 rand more in expensive money that would have gone towards food, transport or hygiene products. All this while services continue to crumble. Constant water and electricity interruptions, burst pipes and sewer overflows for days, a billing system in chaos with unresolved errors, a broken indigent register that ignores the most vulnerable. You cannot fix a broken city by taxing people into poverty. You fix it by fixing the government. That means rooting out cater deployment, appointing qualified professional, and restoring functional service delivery. As Joburg residents take part in the IDP sessions, we call on every household to speak out and reject these unjustified and unaffordable increases. The DA stands firmly with residents. We will continue to fight corruption, expose mismanagement, and hold this coalition administration to account, because Joburg residents deserve services that they pay.